And, you know, as we're talking about right now, she faced a lot of discrimination throughout her career. In fact, she even went to Europe, where she did find quite a bit of success in French and German films. What in your mind is the significance of having Anna May Wong's face on the American Quarter so many decades after her film career?
I don't think we think of classic Hollywood as encompassing someone that looked like her. She is part of U.S. and Hollywood history, right? She was born in 1905. And when people say, go back to your country, I can think about Anna May Wong. She's been here. She's part of Hollywood classic movies. And she also embodies something, I think, modern. She reminds me that we still have a ways to go, because the dreams that she had of having multifaceted roles, I think we're starting to see some of that, but we haven't fully achieved all the stories. I think about Michelle Yeoh in Everything Everywhere All at Once, how shocking that was to see an immigrant woman, you know, in her 50s, just being all
a
sorts
superhero.
Of different things. Yes, a superhero. I know that Anna May Wong would have been so excited.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned Everything Everywhere All at Once starring Michelle Yeoh, but, you know, we've also seen movies like Crazy Rich Asians. We've seen directors like Chloe Zhao find success, an Academy Award, all this acclaim. What do you see as Anna May Wong's enduring legacy in Hollywood when you look at how Asian representation has evolved since she finished acting decades ago?
I could just imagine her sitting around, sipping some tea, maybe drinking some champagne, and looking at all the roles that are out and saying, oh my goodness, I wish that I was here auditioning and being offered roles. At the same time, I would say she would, you know, still say like, hey, you know, we need more. She would celebrate, but also I think still critique, because that's who she was. She would just call things out. She wasn't worried about Twitter canceling her.
Exactly.